This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
98FM. I think this is... it's a story that's appeared online today on a lot of the news sites, and it's pretty pathetic, to be honest, that there's even an article about this. But the article is entitled 13 Ways to Sneak Alcohol into Gigs or Festivals. And it's actually...
well, they are actually getting a little bit stricter. I was at a gig on Sunday, as well you know, at
yeah,
Phil Collins
I was
on Sunday.
There myself.
And they are getting much more strict in terms of searching bags and stuff like that going into gigs.
Well, that's why this article, I guess, has been written, because it says it's to combat the security guards at festivals and gigs. So this is how to get around them, okay? Now, I have to be honest with you, if you need to smuggle drink into a gig or a festival, it's pretty pathetic.
Why would you want to pay the huge amount of money they charge when you get inside?
I had friends, what gig was on Saturday night?
On Saturday night?
Saturday night. Hmm. Walking on cars.
Oh, yes, yes, in the RHK.
I had two, I'm actually embarrassed. Or was it on the Malahide or the RHK?
No, the RHK.
I have two friends that, and I'm actually embarrassed to say that I know these people, but you know how they smuggled the drink into that gig? Now, as I said, it's not funny. I'm not condoning this. I think it's pathetic.
What
but you know what they did? They brought breast milk bags and boots. Work with me here. And these are bags. These are sealable bags that you can get in Boots or any chemist that you can... you put breast milk into them and it's for bringing breast milk around with you. And what they did is they bought these breast milk sealable bags,
right,
and filled them with alcohol and they hid them in their bra. And that way they brought them into the gig. I mean, how desperate do you need to be for a drink?
It's fairly desperate, all right. But anyway, go on.
Okay, some of the ways... well, I'm going to give you two of the ones that's on this list. It's 13 ways to sneak alcohol into music festivals or gigs. It says, nowadays more than ever before, security at gigs and festivals is very tight. They will search your bags and even frisk you. So we have come up with 13 novel ways to sneak alcohol into a music festival or a gig that are sure not to get you caught. Okay, so these are surefire ways. So I'm going to give you three of them, and then I want you, the listener, to let me know if you have different ways of doing this, because people are very, what's the word?
Inventive.
No, that's
creative.
That's not the word.
What word are you trying to say?
You know, someone that can do something that nobody else knows how to do.
Yeah,
like MacGyver.
Inventive.
Do you remember MacGyver?
Inventive.
Inventive, is that the word?
It is, yeah.
Okay. The first one is in a sun cream lotion bottle.
Well, they're not going to argue that you've got sun cream lotion, are they?
It says the secret flask of a sun cream lotion bottle is becoming very, very popular. You must clean it out, first of all. Well, obviously. Jesus, you're not going to... Can I have a vodka and factor 50 there, please? No. So make sure that the inside of the tube is thoroughly clean it with boiling water, and then insert the alcohol into the factor 50 bottle. It will never be questioned and never be stopped. Now, I'm after revealing that on the radio now, so all the security now.
Yeah, but what are they going to do? They're going to say, oh, you've got factor 50 there. Can you squirt some out, please?
Now, my problem with this is, okay, your average bottle of sun cream, how much alcohol are you actually going to be able to get into it?
A naggin, maybe?
50 mils, maybe?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
Yeah, not an awful lot now, it has to be said.
And this one may seem obvious. This is number two. This one may seem obvious, but to security guards, maybe not. Fill a bottle of Volvic water with alcohol. They will never check the water bottle to see if it does contain alcohol because, surprise, surprise, most alcohol looks the same colour as water. Well, only two alcohols actually look the same colour as water, don't they? Or gin as well, I suppose.
Gin, vodka.
And Bacardi as well, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, into a bottle of Volvic? Are the chances of them checking that?
It's probably quite slim. Although on cruise ships now, they ask you to taste it. They ask you to take a gob full of it just to verify that it is actually water.
Really? The third one here, and again, this may seem... it's pathetic. Use your child's flexible flask. You know these flasks that they collapse?
Oh, yeah.
You know, like the ones that you get the baby food in?
Yes.
Have you ever seen them?
I have.
You know, like Ella's Kitchen baby food,
right,
coming,
yes,
these.
Yes, yes.
These are basically plastic flasks that collapse. And they said, you can basically hide these anywhere, even in your underpants. I mean, again, how desperate are you for a drink? Just go to the bar at the gig or the festival.
They're expensive. And they don't always sell the drink that you want.
And finally, this one. This one is actually ingenious, this is. Whoever came up with this one is a genius. And you're never going to be caught. Again, it sounds pathetic. Inject oranges with alcohol using a syringe.
No, wait. You'd want to be fairly desperate now.
Right. Simply fill the syringe with your booze of choice and inject it into each orange. Then, when the gig starts, break open the orange and suck from the orange, and voila, you will have an alcoholic drink and orange mixed in one.
Yeah, you'd want to be fairly
now, if you are one
you?
Of those type of people that an hour before a gig is sitting at home with a syringe full of booze and literally injecting it into oranges, you probably should go to Alcoholics Anonymous.
Most certainly should. Yep.
If you have, and do any of you have ones besides that? If you do, text us now, 087-798-9898.
And just for the record, 98FM does not condone the illegal smuggling of alcohol.
No, sure, I just said it was pathetic. Yep. What more can I say? I think it's pathetic.
Text or WhatsApp us 0877-989898.
This one, I can't even read this one out for obvious reasons. But it involves smuggling alcohol in using women's products.
No, I don't even want to go there.
Well, I'd like to think you don't want to go there, but...
Text or WhatsApp us 0877-989898. 0877-989898. Text or WhatsApp us your little hint. Now, here, I have a question for you. This is something that we've spoken about before, and I don't know whether or not people agree with me. A dog runs out in front of you. Hit him.
I've had it before. I've had animals of all sorts running out. I refuse to knock down an animal.
Okay, well, a man was lucky to walk away from a crash after he swerved his SUV to avoid a dog on a busy Limerick road.
What's an SUV now?
A Jeep, we'll call it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. The smash happened on Childers Road near the John Carnew Junction in Limerick. The man, aged in his 50s, was travelling along the road at 12:45 p.m. He's believed to have swerved to avoid a dog on the road. The vehicle smashed into footpath railings and ended up on its side. Now, there's a photograph, Jeremy. It's clearly on its side.
No, it could have been a fatal crash.
It could absolutely have been a fatal crash. And the man was treated for shock and minor injuries at the scene by paramedics. The road was closed for about an hour to allow Gardaí examine the scene and arrange for a tow truck to remove the vehicle. Anyway, the point being, that man nearly was nearly killed himself, and he could have killed somebody else just because he swerved to avoid a dog. Now,
you see,
I'm sorry, but I think you should hit the dog. Why put human life in danger? And I know animal rights people will say, it's a sentient being and all that. But seriously.
Yeah, you see, I would swerve my car to avoid a dog now, I have to say.
But that man could have killed himself, could have killed cars coming towards him. I just don't think you should. I don't think it's worth the risk.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you feel about that? Text us now.
I just told you how I feel.
No, I'm talking about the listeners, the important people.
Oh, right, okay.
Text us now, 0877-989898. Okay, let's set up a dilemma situation for you. So you're driving along in your car, and a dog runs out in front of your car. Do you swerve or do you put the boot down and knock the thing down?
Now, this guy swerved so severely, he literally turned his car on its side. And that's what you're risking.
I think the man's a legend.
A legend for nearly killing himself?
No, a legend for going that extra mile to protect the dog.
And the dog just toddled off.
Nothing worse.
Your man's car is a write-off. He could have been killed. He could have killed somebody coming towards him. And the dog just goes off in his merry way, not even realising that happened.
Okay, let us know how you feel about that. Text us now, 0877-989898. Or you can call us on 6797-981. Should you swerve your car to avoid an animal, or should you just knock it down and kill the thing?
Now, we've gotten some interesting suggestions as regards smuggling drink into... God, the amount of people who do this.
Sinead there in line one, Adrian.
I see her there, yeah. Hello, Sinead, you're on 98FM.
Hi.
Hi, Sinead, how are you? Now, Sinead, you have an idea, go on.
Yeah, well, it's tried and tested and works. We filled a Coke bottle of vodka, put it in a Pringles can, and put the Pringles on the top so they just think it's Pringles.
Hang on, say that again. You
feel a very thin. Now again, 98FM does not condone this illegal activity, but you get a Coke bottle, like a plastic Coke bottle.
Yeah, Coke bottle.
And you fill it with alcohol.
Yeah.
You place it into a Pringles carton.
A Pringles can, and put the Pringles back on top and close the lid. Off you go.
What a clever idea!
Now the only thing is, the Pringles can probably feels a bit heavy, does it?
Yeah, but who's even going to look at it?
Open your bag and see a tin of Pringles.
Yeah, who's even going to look at the Pringles? Can I taste your Pringles, please?
Now you say this is tried and tested. How many Pringles should you put on top of the can to make it look like sort of legit?
Well, whoever fills the top, about 10, and then you've got 10 Pringles later for a snack.
And why won't you pay the alcohol? Like, these places provide bars.
Well, a lot of the bars don't have spirits. So I don't really like
a lot of them don't. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and who likes drinking Guinness from a plastic cup as well?
Yeah.
Nobody does.
And what gig were you last at that you tried this?
This would have been at Electric Picnic.
So you were at Electric Picnic last year?
Yeah.
And you brought the Pringles in. And come here, were you nervous walking through the security that he was going to catch you?
Just take
it, yeah. I mean, it's not like you're going to be arrested. So.
I know, but I'd be scarlet if...
Yeah, but still, it's worth the risk. It's like bringing an extra bottle home from your holidays in Spain.
Oh my God.
Yes. It's worth the risk.
Yeah. And is this something you continue to do?
No, I just did it that once. But it worked, so maybe I'll do it the next time.
Well, here's another one, Sinead, that's in this article. You can now buy a set of fake binoculars that actually doubles up as an alcohol flask.
I think my way's cheaper.
No, they're saying a lot of joke shops now sell
binoculars that double up as an alcohol flask.
They're fake, but now I have to say, if anybody comes up to a gig and goes up to a security guard with binoculars in his bag, I'd be arresting that person straight away.
Well, it's a little bit odd.
Bit odd bringing binoculars to a gig, isn't it?
It depends on how far back from the stage you're
going to be. Can you not go to a festival or a gig without drinking?
I can, but it's just a bit more fun. Today a bit better, gives it more festival vibes.
I have to say, I've never drank at a gig before, and don't see the big deal in it. Don't see the need I don't see the need to get drunk at a gig.
Shut up.
Oh. Well, teach their own, I guess.
Sorry, thanks.
Thank you, Sinead.
I don't see the need for it.
I just don't see the need.
Fine.
Well, I think it's the Irish way of doing things.
Don't be judging other people for what they do.
It's the Irish. Why would you pay big money for a concert ticket and then be so drunk that you don't even remember the gig? Okay, another text message here about the drinks from John in Crumlin. And, my God, this is desperation, this is. Well, you hear this. Cut a bread roll in half. Just
wait. You needn't go on.
No, I have to. So this is John in Crumlin's advice for smuggling drink into a gig. My God, we're a nation of drunks.
Cut a bread roll in half.
Okay, so I mean a baguette or something like that. Scrape out the bread from the inside. Until you can fill a Coke bottle with alcohol inside. Place the Coke bottle with the alcohol into the empty bread roll, so the hollow bread roll there. Cover the top of the bread roll with a bit of bread, so
yeah,
back on top.
Yeah.
And arrive at the gig. Oh my God, I'm actually embarrassed for you all. I like that one though.
Which?
The bread roll.
It's clever.
It would want to be a fairly thick baguette though, wouldn't it?
It would fit a whole Coke bottle.
Yeah.
Mary, tell me what your sister-in-law does.
Hi, lads.
Hiya, Mary.
You know the Capri Sun pouches? They're not the one that you put the straw in, the one that has the screw top, the bigger one.
Oh, yeah. They're squeezy, yeah.
Yeah, she fills them with vodka and she tears the lining of her handbag and puts the pouch inside the lining of the handbag.
Oh, my God.
She literally.
Yeah, well, she clearly is. She literally rips
so
the
desperate.
Lining. Yeah, it's pathetic. She rips the lining of her handbag to put them in there.
Now, how would she be fixed? You know, most concerts now, most open-air venues and whatever, are restricting the size of handbags now. They're not allowing big, huge... You know the way some women have big, huge suitcase handbags? They're not allowing them.
Well, she has put it under her arm before.
Oh, she's gone in with it under her arm?
Yeah.
Now, I have to say, if you have to smuggle drink into a gig under your arm, that's the pits.
Really?
That's the pits, that is.
I was at Walking on Cars on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by the way,
what was your favourite song?
Oh, get me not to tell you.
No, what was your favourite song at the Walking on Cars gig?
speeding cars.
Oh yeah, it was.
You know, Adrian's a huge fan of them. Adrian.
Yeah, yeah,
Adrian, am, because you're such a fan, who's the lead singer of Walking on Cars, Adrian?
Walking.
Mr. Walking.
I had a small bag with me.
Yeah.
And it was searched. It was very, very lightly searched. I could have had something in it, to be honest.
And you didn't smuggle drink in?
No, I'm a beer girl.
Yeah, no, because I think, and I don't mean to say this about your sister-in-law, but I'd say she's scum. I think anybody
here...
Oh, absolutely.
You can't say that about people.
Anybody that's...
And after the gig, she hangs her liver on the washing line.
She what?
She hangs her liver on the washing line.
Oh, I'd say she does. No, anybody that smuggles drink into a gig, scum. Scum. You can't afford...
Thanks, Mary. Thank you.
Well, in fairness, some of the queues at the bars of those gigs...
Yeah, that's the point,
isn't it?
The
gig could be over by the time
exactly.
You...
Liz, you're on 98FM. How are you, Liz?
Hiya.
Now, Liz, we were talking about swerving to avoid a dog, and this man in Limerick whose Jeep ended up on its side, he could have killed himself, he could have killed oncoming motorists. You're saying that you'll actually fail your driving test if you swerve.
I always thought that, yeah. If you're doing your driving test and you swerve to avoid an animal, that you'd fail because it's dangerous driving.
I believe it is as well. Now, it doesn't stop people doing it because they do it every day of the week.
No, I know, but it was when Jeremy was going on and on, and, save the dog, and there is some kind of animal lover. Like, we all know he hates dogs and loves cats, but whatever.
Yeah, I prefer cats, I have to say, yeah.
Yeah, so what difference would it make? At the end of the day, if you're putting your life at risk and other people's lives at risk by swerving to avoid an animal...
Okay, Elaine, let me ask you a question, Elaine, okay? It's a hypothetical situation, okay? So you're walking along the banks of the River Dodder in Dublin, okay?
Right.
And you see a little poodle in the water, drowning. Woo, 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 woo. Clawing at the water, trying to get out of the water. Would you jump
That's
in?
A different circumstance.
No, it's not. But would you jump in and try and save him?
It's a different circumstance. No, I wouldn't jump in to try and save it.
So you'd leave a little poodle to die, to drown?
No, I wouldn't leave it to drown, but I wouldn't jump in either.
Why wouldn't you jump
That's
in?
Ridiculous. Without that, the dog is not in the
Well, now, I have to be honest, Jeremy, I wouldn't jump in either.
Ah, lads.
Why would you do that?
What?
Why would you possibly put your life at risk like that?
Because I wouldn't want to see a poodle die.
Well, why would you stand and walk?
If it was a Pomeranian, I'd keep walking.
The poodle has got to be a better swimmer than you anyhow. Okay? That's the reality.
No, but this poodle can swim, so he's...
Dogs can swim. By their very nature, dogs can swim.
So a
doggy paddle.
So a dog never drowned?
No, I don't think so. Dave, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dave?
Morning, lads.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
How are you this
Not
morning?
Not too bad, yeah, and yourself?
Grand, thank you. Now, Dave, you tell me about your run-in with a dog, with a bird.
Yeah, I was actually on a driving lesson. I was out in Shankill there, and I was driving up towards the church as I came up to the roundabout, and there's a pigeon in the middle of the roundabout, like just as you come onto it. And I kind of slowed up, and the guy beside me that was the teacher, he was like saying, oh, you can't slow up, you know, you're in the middle of a roundabout, you're going to have to try and go around, like. And I said, well, if I go around, they're going to hit him. And he goes, well, that's his problem if he won't get out of your way. And I remember kind of crawling around the roundabout, but I actually ran over him.
Oh, no.
I could feel, I could feel the car kind of bumping as I went around. So I glanced in the rear view mirror, and there's like feathers blowing all over the roundabout.
Oh my God!
And I said to your man, I said, like, I couldn't get around. I had to get around.
As a matter of interest, did you pass the test then?
Yeah. He said, look, you can't stop. Like, especially on a roundabout, like you have to keep going because if you stop, you can cause an accident.
Yeah, of course. And I think people are mad to put their own lives at risk just to possibly save a dog.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But anyway, that's what your man said to me. He said, you can't stop anyway, you have to keep going. Like, I did try to kind of line the wheels up so I'd miss him, kind of thing. But I don't know if he moved as I got close to him, but I could feel the car actually running over him.
Well, the thing about pigeons is, pigeons aren't very good flyers, sure they're not.
What do you mean they're not very good flyers?
They can't
what
fly.
What sort of a statement is that?
They can't fly very fast.
Yes, of course they can.
No, they can't.
Jeez, have you never had a pigeon nearly knock into you?
No.
Yeah, have you never heard of pigeon racing?
No.
You hardly think they're just fluttering away. They race. They fly very fast.
Jesus, Annie, I don't know about you, Dave. Anytime I see a pigeon there, they're just standing around, aren't they?
They're standing around under the wall, on the pad.
Yeah, what's that place in London where there's millions of them? I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Trafalgar Square.
Trafalgar Square. Oh, my God.
There's a lot of pigeons.
There's a lot of pigeons.
Crazy.
Thanks, Dave. Just very quickly, Elaine, you're on 98FM. How are you, Elaine?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Elaine.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you?
Great, not a bother.
Good. Now, what did you want to say?
Well, no, it's about saving birds or dogs, whatever it is. I'd be the one that would jump into Liffey after a dog. Like, I do have a few stories, but I just, my little dog before, she ran out onto the main Dublin Belfast road years ago, and I ended up running out after, and then I got myself killed on the road, and I ended up stopping the cars on both sides of the road to save her, like.
Easy, yeah.
A fair play to you.
I mean, that's understandable when it's your own dog, but would you put your life in risk at risk for somebody else's dog?
Well, I did with a pigeon before. Like, I did kill a bird once before, and I nearly was sectioned because I was so distraught. He flew into my car, and all I could hear was the thuds. But there was another time there was a pigeon or a bird. I don't know what it was, and it was a stun. Somebody hit the bird. And I ended up stopping on the road and picking this bird up off the road and putting it to the side of the road. Right?
Adrian's always picking up birds at the side of the road, aren't you? That's all you ever do. No, you see, Elaine, if I saw pigeons are horrible. Pigeons are rats with wings. I hate them.
Vile. I don't like them myself.
They're not even attractive looking. They're ugly, aren't they?
They're not the prettiest looking things.
No, even their colour.
Creatures like
there's grey, no grey is such a dull colour.
Well, they can't help. What do you want a pigeon to do?
They're just horrible looking. I agree with you. Finally, Elaine, you're on 98
Don,
FM.
Don.
Sorry, Don. Sorry, Don. My apologies, Don. How are you?
That's okay.
Don, what's your favourite walking on cars song, by the way?
I haven't a clue. I don't know anything.
At least you're honest. Adrian is blagging his way through the whole thing. You're blagging your...
Hang on. Do you not know their song, Always Be With You?
Don't know it, no.
Hey, listen.
What way does it go?
And so on.
You're just singing out a tune, random notes.
Anyway, that's Walking on Cars, Always Be With You. Great song. Anyway, sorry, Don. You saw a man using what to get alcohol into a gig. Tell me.
I was my first time at Slane concert a few years ago, and I couldn't believe this guy was linked up to a colostomy bag.
And the colostomy bag was filled with alcohol?
Alcohol, but one on each hip, and he had the whole IV tube connected to both.
And
he had it right up his back and connected over his head, and he had the two IVs from each side into his mouth.
So this man faked a very serious complaint, faked kidney dialysis in order to get alcohol into a gig.
Yeah.
Now that's taking the piss. I'm sorry, lads. That's literally taking it. And I suppose nobody questioned him because you wouldn't. How can
no,
you?
No, you certainly wouldn't.
You're not going to question somebody.
What's in that bag?
What's in that bag?
No, you wouldn't, no.
And Camille, what state was he in come the end of the gig?
Pissed!
Well done, Adrian. It's the first time you've ever cracked a joke on this show.
Good luck, Don.
The Voice of the City.
98 FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10 on 98 FM.